Coach, we talked on Thursday about probably going to be a bigger crowd for this game with a couple of days before class. We knew that there would be at least some more hooligans here. Once you guys started making plays in the second half, I've got to think that you felt their presence even more.
Oh, definitely. This is a great crowd. And the guys, you know, they love playing in front of them. They love playing for them. You know, sometimes I worry that our guys are trying to do, you know, making a heroic play just to entertain them. But it was the crowd got us going and picked us up. So as soon as we got some momentum going on the court, I mean, it was a synergetic effect with them just kind of feeding into it and helping us out.
A lot of balance. You only had three in double figures. You played everybody, though, on the roster. And everybody that played, nine different guys scored, illustrating what kind of attack you could have if you needed going down the stretch.
Yeah, you know, we had a lot of guys who, you know, were out of character in the first half and who did not play, you know, how they're capable of playing. And I thought the great thing was is all those guys bounced back in the second half. And, you know, sometimes when, you know, things aren't going your way and you're not playing your best and everything else, you kind of just stay in that mode. But they were able to regroup, reset their mind, and come in and make plays. And so I thought in the second half everybody contributed. But there's a lot of guys I thought just resilient and didn't play great in the first half, but then bounced back in the second.
We could spend time talking about you limiting them to 24% shooting, but more specifically, they made one shot the final 10 minutes of the game.
Yeah, I mean, I think they're limited in numbers right now.
Yeah.
And so, you know, I don't know if we can take great credit in the defense, but I think they got worn out. And I thought they played with a lot of courage and played very hard, and they played physical. And, you know, I just think they ran out of gas there towards the end. So hopefully I watched the tape and I can give credit to our defense, but I think it was a little combination of both.
We don't talk a ton about rebounding, but this is the second straight game you've won the battle on the glass. When you win rebounding this year, your team is 6-0. And I know that they were shorthanded, but you still out-rebounded them 46-39.
Yeah, they weren't shorthanded with their big players.
No.
and that was an important thing that we knew they're one of the best rebounding teams year in, year out. And we were able to kind of hang in there on the boards. You know, to be plus with them is really hard to do. And, you know, I just thought our guys responded to the challenge. We started the first possession of the game and gave up an offensive rebound putback. And I was, you know, kind of upset with the guys because right away that was a main emphasis and we gave that up, but then we were able to respond and kind of settle into the game.
All right, we've talked more than enough about this being a brutal stretch, three road games in 5 days, finally finished up with five games in 10 days. What you gonna do?
Well, I'm taking tomorrow off, and it's been a while.
You are taking tomorrow off?
Yeah.
Okay.
And I told the guys they're not allowed to come in the gym, so I'm gonna watch the NFL. I'm gonna watch the Dallas Cowboys play tomorrow.
What, are you going to watch the Super Bowls from the 30 years ago, or what you going to do?
You mean they're not in the playoffs?
No.
Oh, see, I've been out of it. So so we'll figure out who's played in the NFL playoffs, and I'll watch them.
You got a new coach now, too. Mike McCarthy's your new coach.
Yeah, I did hear that. I thought he was going to coach the playoff team. So I thought they were playing the Redskins tomorrow in the playoffs.
Oh, we're long, long way away from that. One final thing before we wrap up five games in 10 days. If you could pick out one thing that's on this sheet, the 71-51 win, what would you say is the most important reason why you did what you did tonight?
Well, I don't think it'd be on the sheet. I think Crawley is trying to impact the team with his personality. You know, he's tough, he's smart, and we're getting him back on the court. And so it wouldn't even be on the sheet. You know, Crawley's really stepping up as a leader of the team, and I think that's the most important thing for us right now. And hopefully the team takes on his personality because it's a great one.
Enjoy your off day. We'll see you Monday night at Eagle Creek for the first edition of Inside Georgia Southern Basketball. You got to save some good jokes for those.
All right. Well, happy Thanksgiving.
That's head coach Mark Byington. We'll close things out from Hanner in just a moment. 71-51 is the victory for Blairfield. I'm Chief Coach.